Okay, I know it's a little bit late. This is going to be a shorter Torah, but it's a little deeper Torah. A very puzzling Gemara. I'm a Seth, the Gemara says, Haman took the clothes, the royal clothes, and the horse. Azul Ashkeche, he found that Mordechai was Yasi Rabbana. Kameh, he was sitting and the Rabbana were in front of him. Umachvi lehu hilchos kmitza, and he was teaching them the halachas of kmitza. For those who don't know, kmitza is a seder in the Avodas HaKarbonos for a mincha offering. That the Kohen would take some silas, which was mixed with sometimes shemen and levaina, and he would take, according to most Rishonim, the middle fingers, the three middle fingers, and he would scoop out some of the silas, the kemach, with his three middle fingers, and that was a procedure done in the Beis HaMikdash, and we should have it again soon in Mitzvah Hashem, of the Avodas HaKorbanos by a mincha. So he saw that Mordechai was demonstrating Hilchos Kmitza to the Rabbana. When he saw that Haman was approaching, he was afraid, and he said to the Rabbanan, "Leave very quickly, the Rosh is here to kill me." And then he put on his talis, and he got up to daven, and Haman came, and he said, "What are you being Isaac in?" He says, "In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mincha, and there was kaimitz." And so Haman says, "Asu mali kumse kim chaditchu, that the kaimitz of your mincha will be doyecha the 10,000 elef kikari kesef, which I paid to Achashverosh." The fact that Mordechai was being arsik at kmitza, already Rashi says, because it was the second day of Pesach, and the second day of Pesach is when the mincha sa'omer is brought. So he was demonstrating how the mincha is brought, because in Neshama Parm Soseinu. If you can't bring it, you learn about it. And he was demonstrating how to do that. And if you could teach it, it's as if you do it. And perhaps, I said once, that's why it's called Purim, is Milashanu Neshama Parim Svaseinu. It was right after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Seitzah of Neshama Parim, Purim Svaseinu. But the fact that Haman says that your koimetz is doiche, my 10,000 shekel, needs explanation. It's almost as if that the koimitz was the victor. That it was in the schus of the korban mincha, the kmitz of the korban mincha, which was doiche Haman, and that's the victory of Bnei Yisrael. How could that be? What role does kmitz have in the nitzach of Bnei Yisrael against Haman? That's question number one. Secondly, is the nusach which we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, Salav Asamecha. Why Tzahal Asamecha? Bir Oysam Yachad, Tcheilis Mordechai. What does that mean? Everybody was so happy to see that Mordechai was wearing a talis. Everybody wears tzitzis, no? They were so happy to see the tchelus of Mordechai. They were happy to win, not to see that Mordechai was wearing tchelus. And what does it mean, b'yorsam yachad tchelus Mordechai? What's yachad? Everybody together? They were all watch this. That's called b'yorsam yachad. That's the simcha? You know, all beginnings are important. And the Megillah begins with the words Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. In Chazal Darshan, the word Vayihi is a Lashon Tsar. Vay. Everybody was saying Vay. Everybody had headaches from Achashverosh. Vay, Vay, Vay. What's this Vay? Why does the Megillah begin with the Vay? Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Try to talk about Aseres Abanim and the Eights. And one last question that we spoke about this recently in Eretz Yisrael. When Chavoyna poses to the Melech to hang Haman on the tree, he says, "This tree, which was proposed for Mordechai, asher diber toiv al Melech, you should use for Haman." So what was Mordechai ever diber toiv al Melech? Did Mordechai ever say any lashon toiv about the king? Okay, he foiled the plot, the Bixam of Maserish, but he never said any great shavach about the king in the Megillah. He never said he was a great guy. He was a faithful leader of his people. He didn't say anything like that. Asher diber toiv al Melech. It's embellishing it. We don't find anything like that. So let's begin with this. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says the following, and he's working with the Medrash. The Medrash says, going on the pasuk of after the Chet of the Marishon, V'hoya ha'adam ke'echad mimenu. That Adam was ke'echad mimenu. What does it mean, Adam is ke'echad mimenu? So Chazal understand that Adam is like ke'echad min habadim, he's like one of the malachim, like Gavriel ha'malach, or like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Medrash uses the following lashon, and this is just an example of how a tzaddik, a true tzaddik, is able to find the shinas in Chazal, which seem to be somewhat irrelevant or unimportant. Everything is important, but just, you know, not like a Maimar Chazal, which you would blow up and to say this is everything. But the Medrash says that when it discussed the Ke'echa Mimenu, it's referring to Gavriel in this instance. It says the following lashon. Those who are familiar with the Sfarim will be familiar with this. It says, Kehadi kamtza, like a type of a grasshopper, de levushe mineube. That its levush is part of it. Kehadi kamtza, like this grasshopper, kamtza, de levushe mineube. That its levush grows with it. There are types of insects where they're, what's the word when the skeleton is on the outside?
Exoskeleton.
That their body is their levush, and they're one with their levush. That's what that's all about. Kahadi kamsa. Now look what the Baal Shem Tov does, and other tzaddikim as well, following in his footsteps, maybe even those who preceded him. Find this in the Ramak, in other Sfarim, they say the same thing. The Baal Shem Tov says like this, Yesh lahavin. This is in Kesser Sheimtev. Hashem is Baruch Maleich ala Aretz Kevaydei. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Maleich ala Aretz Kevaydei. He fills all the worlds. Less aser panim yinei, there is no place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is not. That's the Lashon HaZayir. U'bamakam shata sham kvayd yisparach matzei. Wherever you are, you're coming in contact with the kvayd Hashem. Malech alayetz kvayda. Pshuto kemashmai. Ki hakol haya achiza seinayim. A little dat, etc. Ki hakol haya achiza seinayim. Everything which we see is just a show. It's a stage. Ki hakol achiza seinayim. Dat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mistate bekama levushim u'mechitzes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hides himself within levushim, in garments, and within mechitzes. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayadua maloi chol ha'aretz kevaydoi v'kol tnuva machshava kol mimenu yisbarach. Every thought, every movement comes from him. V'lachein kol ha'malachim ha'yicholos v'chol nivu v'nasa kivyachol mi'atzmus yisbarach. Everything which is in existence is a part of him. Like this grasshopper, this arbe, that its levush is a part of him. There's no separation between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when a yid knows this, he spardu kapal the oven, then all the evil falls away. And he told the Yaakov Yosef in Parashas Vayakel. He explains that which we say in the night of Pesach. Echad mi yoideya, echad ani yoideya. He writes, Mihu achacham sheyoideya zeh? Who is the chacham who knows this? She'en lecha shum dover ba'olam nifrmen yisbarach, that there's nothing which separates the Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'malchusay bakol mashallah, that he reigns within all the mashallim, and over all the maishlim. Hakol achtas echad, everything is one achtas. Kehadin kamsa de levushim in eyubay. But not everybody knows this secret. Only the true Bnei Aliyah know this secret of Hashem's Achdus. And that's why it says, Echad mi yodea. Who knows this secret of Hashem's Achdus? Echad ani yodea. Only Yechidim know. Only Yechidim know this secret of Hashem's Achdus. Malaycha la'aretz kvayde. Kehadin kamshen de levushim in yobay. Now, with that introduction, and with the Gemara which we had said before, listen to the following memra of the Zera Kodesh, the Rav Shatzarov, in his Ksavim, in his Sefer on Chag HaShavuos. He says the following thing. Chazal tell us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'at B'chvoy they taught us, Anei Chishem Elokecha, En Lo Yiyye Elokecha. Mipi HaGvura Shemanu. So the Rav Shatzarov quotes the Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel from Rav Menachem is saying the following thing. It could be, says Rav Menachem Mendel, But the only thing that the Yidden were able to hear was the Ois Aleph of Anoichi. That's it. Only the Ois Aleph of Anoichi. And the Rav Shitzur explains that. And the Rav Shitzur continues and he says, I say, perhaps the only thing that the Yidden heard was not even the Aleph. It's interesting because Aleph doesn't make a sound, right? The only thing that the Yidden heard was the Kamatz underneath the Aleph of Anoichi. That's the only thing they heard. The Kamatz underneath the Aleph of Anoichi. Let's try to understand what that means now. Let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara taught us that Mordechai was sitting with the Rabbanan and he was teaching them what? Hilchos Kmitza. What's meant Hilchos Kmitza? Hilchos Kmitza, he was teaching the Chachamim Hilchos Kmitza. Because teaching the Chachamim Hilchos Kmitza is like the Talmud Yaakov Yosef taught us, that only very few people understand the secret of Hade Kamsa de Levushim in Eubay. The secret of Hashem's Achdus, that although on the one hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu fills all worlds, that He gives us a place to exist. These are not two separate dimensions. This is one. We can't understand this, Rabbi Nachman says in Torah Samach Dalet. This is a Torah called the Chalom Hapone, which will be Nizgad L'Asalavay. We can't understand it. It's a L'Asalavay Dika Inyan. To really understand it. Today we can only understand it with Amun Pshuta. Only understand it with Amun Pshuta. What it means, the secret of Kehad Kamsa de Levushim in Eubay. How on the one hand, the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Chalom, everybody exists. But yet, Levushim in Eubay, He fills all the worlds. That's something that the Seichel can't understand. He's 100%, 100%. Who can understand such a thing? But that's the honest. But this is what's called that he was teaching the Chachamim Hilchos Kmitza. He was telling them the secret of the Kamatz of the Aleph of Anoichi. Because there's a Kamatz under that Aleph. Anoichi, that's a Kamatz. Anoichi Shemelokacha. That Kamatz he was teaching them. And that's why Haman says, your Kmitza is Deiche, all of my Kfiris and all my Apikorsis. That Kamatz of Anoichi is Deiche though. But you also know that the Gemara tells us that Mordechai was not just one of the leaders of the Sanhedrin. He was also Malamed Adiki. He also taught children. And he gathered all the children together, and he had them in Bitzayim or Bitaynis, and they cried out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu healed. He heard the cries of the Tinakosh of Yisrael. Mordechai was Malamed Tinakosh of Yisrael. Rabbi said, what's the first thing that a child is taught at the Aleph Beis? Many of us here, we didn't go to what we would call a cheder, but what's the seder and the cheder we teach Aleph Beis? How do you teach the Aleph Beis? How do you teach it? Kamat, Aleph, Oh. Yeah? Not the first thing that you teach a child? Pasach, Aleph, Ah. Segel, Aleph, Eh. But the first nekudah of all the nekudahs, and even al pi kabbalah, it's mamish emes, because you know, all the nekudahs correspond to different spheres. And the highest sphere is Keser, and Keser corresponds to the Kamatz. Because Kamatz comes from the word Kamatz Picha. Don't open your mouth. You have to be quiet. Silence. The whole world was silent when Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Anechi Shem Elokach. Kamatz Picha. Kamatz Aleph A. That's the first thing you teach a child. You know why? Because that's the first thing everybody heard from Kadosh Baruch Hu in Sinai. The first thing we heard. Kamatz Aleph A. The Kamatz underneath the Aleph of Anechi. This is Kol HaTorah Kula. You begin teaching children the Yesoidus of Kol HaTorah Kula, which is Anechi Shem Elokach. The only thing which you heard, that's the same thing, the Kol Gadol V'Lo Yasaf. This still continues to be taught. That's called Hilchos Kmitza. There's Hilchos Kmitza L'Chachamim. There's Hilchos Kmitza L'Tina Kashavis Rabban. But it's the same Hilchos Kmitza. And this is the Kmitza which is called the Kamsa de Levushim in Eubay. The secret of Hashem's Yichud, which he was Megalu when he said, Anech Shem Elokech, Atav Yisrael Adas, Ein Oed Melevadoi, Afilu B'chadol L'Shalon, Im Chazal Say. Even in that Cholol Apani, there's only Ibn Hashem, there's nothing else other than Ibn Hashem. This is the Hilchos Kmitza of Mordechai Tzadik. The Echel Miyadeh from the Chachamim of the generation who know the secret of Hashem's Yichud. With this, we can understand the question we said before. The place where that Yichud is most revealed is the Kodesh HaKadosh. Only somebody who goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh can understand the secret, who could be margish the secret of this Yichud called Kamsa de Levushim in Eubay. That's where the Shemayim and Aretz merge. You have to go in there, you have to be a Kohen Gadol. You have to be a Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol has to go in with the Levushim, with the Begunim of the Kohen Gadol. That's how he goes in. Shoshanas Yaakov Zalav Asamecha B'Roisim Yachat Tchelas Mordechai. When they saw that Mordechai was wearing the clothes of Tchelas Mordechai, which was the Me'il, the Targum Sheni says he was wearing the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, because the Me'il was Kulo Tchelas. And it's from the Arba Begadim. That's the clothes of these clothes of Mordechai Tzadik is what we say B'Roisim Yachat Tchelas Mordechai. It's a yichud of the Tchelas, which is the Levush, and Mordechai is the mensch. That's Pshat Biroisim Yachad. Yachad is going on the Tchelis and it's going on Mordechai. Because Mordechai understood the secret of Kamtza, the Levushim Mine Yubei, that the Tchelis he was wearing and the Mordechai was wearing it, it's Mamash one. That was the great Simcha which was taking place in Shusha. That Mordechai, they saw in Mordechai a reflection of something which he didn't understand, which human eyes couldn't normally see. That Mordechai was, he embodied the Amunah which he had. Biroisim Yachad Tchelis Mordechai. And this is why the Megillah begins with the words Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Vay. You know what Vay is? How do you make a comma, Rabbi say? You take a Vav, and then, which is the top of it. That's what the Zohar says, that all Nekudos are Vavin and Yudin. There's lines and there's dots. The line, the Zohar says, is a Vav, and the dot is a Yud. So why does the Megillah begin with the word Vay b'mei Achashverosh? Vay is what? Vav and a Yud. And what does that make?
Comments.
So the Megillah begins with the Kamatz. That's called Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. Hu b'Achashverosh ha-merech mehoidu ad kush. He rules over all the world. From hoidu, which is the lashon of or, ad kush, which is the lashon of shachar. Everywhere. That's the Kamatz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with, and which the Megillah begins with. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. I'll just add, without getting into it, that when Haman is killed in the same Daf Gemara, Tesayin Aman Aleph, we mentioned already in the past year that the king goes out to the garden and he sees that the malachim are dressed up, the people are chopping on the trees. And Yezu told you to do this, Haman. And he comes back inside and he sees that Haman is lying on the bed of Esther. And what does the king say? He says, Vay mi besa, vay mi bara. He says, woe to me in the outside, and woe to me in the inside. Vay mi besa, vay mi bara. That's the death of Haman HaTzadik. Vay, vay. And that comments is where Haman is hung. And it's very miduyak too, because you know that in the brachas of Shmona Esrei, every single brach in Shmona Esrei corresponds to a different sphere and a different nekudas. Yemachavin Hashem Havaya, those who have, let's say, the Masak Midvash Seder, you see this very clearly. The Yemachavin, each Havaya with the different Nekudos, it has to do with the Sugan Kabbalah, building the Nukva for a Yichud. But every single Havaya has a different Nekudos. The Bracha of Olam Al Shinim is where Yemachavin the Shem Havaya with comments. Because the Bracha of Olam Al Shinim has to do with Mises Rishai. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, if a person understands the secret of Hashem's Yichud, the Hadikam said, "Levushim in Yubei, Yispar the Kapoli Oven." That's in the field of Haman Arasha, and all the Poli Oven like him. When there's an Emunah v'ena Mavadam Alechal Aretz Kevaydoi, that's called the Nefil of Haman Arasha. And it was through Mordechai. And that's why you say in the Berachah, "Baruch to Hashem." Kamat. Shoyver Oyvim Machni Azedim Ala Tzadikim Al Chasidim. It was through the Tzadik Mordechai, the Chasidim, that he had in the field. That's why you say, the Taz says, you say, Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Not just enough that Har had a nefila, but he had a nefila on Mordechai's account, and Mordechai went up when Haman went down. That's called Shaivir Aivim, Machni Zaidim, Allah Tzadikim, the Tzadik can go up. But you have in the Kamatz, and it's also very nice without going into it, because in the Kavanas of the Arizal, in the Bracha of Al Mikra Megillah, he says, you have to mechav in five times Havaya, under each letter of the Havayas, which is five times four, which is 20. Each one of the 20 letters has a kamatz underneath. All kamatzim. It's also very good because Haman was hung on an eitz, gavoya chamisha mama, and who was hung on that? The aseres bana of Haman. Haman was later, but first the aseres bana. We know that the eitz is the secret of the letter Vav. As the Chazal say, because the Vav of Vayizasa is a big Vav, and Chazal say that's referring to the eitz, and the 10 sons of Haman were hung on the tree. So what do you have again?
Kometz.
You have a kometz. You have a Vav, which is the tree, and a Seres Bona, which is a Yud. So the Vav and the Yud is a kometz. So they were hung on the kometz of Anoichi, which is what the Gemara says, Esther Minatoy Minayin, Vanoichi Haster Asipan Mikam. That Anoichi, the hidden Anoichi, which the world can't see, that's the Anoichi of Esther, which the Yeshua B'nai Yisrael came from. Just add one last thing. You know that we said before that a kamatz is a type of a sheretz, yeah? It's a type of a sheretz. So the Gemara says that in the Lashon Hara that Haman was telling Achashverosh about the Yidden, Yeshto Amacha Mefuz Mefured, one of the things which he says is this. He says, if a fly falls into the cup that they're drinking, they'll take out the fly and drink it. But if you touch the cup, they won't drink it. That was the Lashon Hara. So Haman thought he had some juicy gossip on B'nai Yisrael and saying that to the king. But you know what he did? He was able to be poil a very big sanegar for B'nai Yisrael. He was able to be ma'ira that sheretz. The fact that B'nai Yisrael don't eat shratzim was a very big tzchus klapei mala. In fact, there's a medrash which says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells B'nai Yisrael the whole thing was kedai yetzias Mitzrayim for the fact that you don't eat shratzim. The whole thing was kedai because you don't eat shratzim. I would venture to say even that when B'nai Yisrael went to the Suda of Achashverosh, we said before, they ate bishulei akom, yai nasach. They were involved in everything. I would venture to say, Lanias Daiti, that there was one thing that they didn't eat. And that's shratzim. Shratzim they didn't eat. The Goyim were eating the shratzim, all types of delicacies of insects and what people do in crazy parts of the world. But the Yidden were not involved in that. That one schus doesn't seem like it's a big deal. But it's mo'ire, this shayrish of the shratzim, which is called Hadikamsa de Levusha Meneve. That secret of the kmatzim was a very big Yeshua for B'nai Yisrael. That zavuv, you know, that zavuv has a makar in the Torah where the Megillah really comes from that makar. That's the makar of Megillah Sester, the Gemara says. And so the Balaturim there says, Zois zikarim v'sefer v'sim is Rashi Teva zavuv, ba'ozne. V'sim is Rashi Teva zavuv. Zavuv is part and parcel with Mechiyas HaMalik. But that's the end of this Hadikamsa de Levusha Meneh Bey. That's where you find Mechiyas HaMalik. So B'derech Rem is B'derech Gematria. So we said before, we already explained the Hilchos Kmitza. Why is the Nefila of Haman Hilchos Kmitza? The Kamatz of Anoichi, the Hadikamsa de Levusha Meneh Bey. But it's that Kmitza which is Deicha, the 10,000 shekel of Haman. What's the Asher Dibur Toiv al HaMelech? Asher Dibur Toiv al HaMelech. So the Baal Shem Tov taught us, "Malchusa b'kol mashala, kadosh." He says, "Malaych alaretz kvaydai." So you know, "Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh, Hashem tzvaros malaych alaretz kvaydai." If you take the Rashi Tevis of "Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh, Hashem tzvaros malaych alaretz kvaydai," it's Rashi Tevis kmitza kacha, kmitza kacha. Why kmitza? Because the kmitza was the Yeshua, and that's where malaych alaretz kvaydai comes from. What's the kacha? Because immediately after this whole interaction between Haman and Mordechai, he rides through the streets, and what does Haman have to say? Kacha yasal li Hashem elech kacha. That's called kmitza kacha. So memela, if you take the word eretz, because it says eretz maloicha la'aretz kvaydai, that means you have to make a milui of the word eretz. It's eretz b'miluoi, yeah? Maloicha la'aretz, you have to be memali the aretz. So eretz b'miluoi, when you spell out eretz b'miluoi, it's gematria 725. With the koilul, it's gematria kamsa de levusha minei obey. If you want to understand the secret of malei chalatz kavaydai, it's exactly the sinyan. What's called kamsa de levusha minei obey. That's the secret. That's the secret of the sichur. Happens to also be al mikra megillah, is gematria Mordechai kmitza. Because the whole nes of the megillah took place through Mordechai and the kmitza. That's gematria al mikra megillah. But if you take the word davar toiv, diber toiv, what was the good thing that Mordechai had tzaddik said about Achashverosh? Didn't say anything good about him. But anytime the Megillah says the word Melech, it's referring to who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It said in the Shir in Efrat about last week that Dibur Toiv is Gematria Einon Mavadai. The Mordechai said about the king Einon Mavadai. That was the Lashon Toiv that Mordechai said about him. Now we'll add this. If you take Dibur Toiv and you make a Milui out of it, which means you spell out Dibur Toiv, it's Gematria Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos Maloi Chol Aretz Kavadai. And that's the Nefila of Haman HaRasha. It's on the Emunah of the Mordechai Tzadikad that Hashem was one of Chalaretz Kavadai. And when a Yid believes that, Malchus Evakom HaShalah is Gematria Mordechai Esther also. If a Yid believes that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu and there's no place which he's not, and he holds that Emunah tight, and he makes himself among those who are like he said, Echad Miyadeya, Echad ani yedea. If he knows the yedea, Mordechai yada, if he knows very well the secret of Hashem's achdus, and b'meli yisfalu kabbalim, and that's what the whole world is waiting for. Malaychal arz kvaydai, that malach arz deyas Hashem, that everybody should know and understand this secret, this mystery, which is going to be revealed in Mitzvah Hashem, but there's one day in the Jewish calendar where we have some type of a hasag in that, and that's Purim. When is that? When a yid drinks ad layada marach marachad marach marach. Arhanu Baruch Mardechai, when he drinks to a state of Adal Yada, which means that he enters into a world of a higher Seichel, that he says, even the simple things I don't understand, even the Har Haman and the Baruch Mardechai I don't understand, I give my Seichel completely to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In that state of Adal Yada, if he has a Muna Mimisiris Nevich and Devi Chazal, like the Kedusha Slavi said, he had this big pitcher in front of him and he said, I'm going to drink this. He's on Purim. He said, drink this? He says, Chas V'Shalom, I should forget my Creator even for a second. I'm supposed to drink this till I forget my Creator? He turned to the oil and he said that everybody was coming and pouring and drinking to the sea. I'm going to drink this? He said, yes, I'm going to drink this. Because I have a munas chachamim that if they tell me to drink and to be misalik my das, even if it takes me serious nefesh, I'm going to do it. You know what that means? He leaves his idea of HaKadosh Baruch, he goes into a place of the unknown. He goes into the Reza Chala Apane. But in that place of the Chala Apane, in the empty place where you don't think of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch gives you a yediyah in that moment of Adal Yada where Hashem says, here, have a taste. Have a taste of how to come to the wish of Menele. That's what happens in that state of Adal Yada. So that's a state, a temporary state, like a taste of the world to come. In that moment of Adal Yada, we should be zeicha through the avoid of Purim and the Simchas of Purim. Malay chalas kavaydai, malas deyes Hashem, meir v'meinu, amen v'amen.